January, I attended a concert by Camerata Tinta Barocca and was interested to see that Johann Gottlieb Goldberg was on the program. This composer is mostly known because of Bach's Goldberg variations. According to J.S. Bach's biographer, Forkel, 10-year-old Goldberg was employed by Count von Keyserlingk, who took him to Leipzig for lessons with Bach. The Count was an insomniac, and Goldberg would play the harpsichord to help him sleep at night, or at least to divert his mind from the torments of insomnia. Bach wrote his aria with 32 variations for Goldberg to play to the sleepless Count. But what of Goldberg himself? Born in Danzig in 1727, he showed immense talent as a harpsichordist very early on in his life. According to composer and writer Reichard, Goldberg's hands were of an unusual build, and he was such a skilled sight reader that he could even play if the score was upside down. He was a passionate musician with a skill for improvising. When it came to composing, he was a perfectionist and would often tear up his pieces. Descriptions of him describe him as a melancholic and stubborn eccentric who fervently either offered or refused his friendship. Few of his compositions remain, not only because of his habit of tearing them up, but also because of his early demise. He died at the age of 29 from tuberculosis. His obituary stated that he would be greatly missed for his exquisite skills in playing the harpsichord. When I heard Camerata Tinta Barocca performing Goldberg's Trio Sonata in C, I was struck by how conversational this piece is. The first movement has the two violins pass the themes to each other and develop them rather like a satisfying discussion. The style is far from Goldberg's teacher, J.S. Bach. Instead, it reflects the Gallant style of Dresden, where Goldberg was working at the time of him writing these trio sonatas. The first movement, Adagio from the Trio Sonata in C Major by Goldberg, is performed here by the London Baroque.
Thank you.
That was the first movement, the Adagio, from Trio Sonata in C Major by Goldberg, performed by the London Baroque. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.